This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have as our guest today John Perkins, a senior at Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi. John is involved in perhaps the newest venture in college journalism, a somewhat unique enterprise. He's executive editor of a monthly newspaper called the Campus Conservative. John, very happy to have you with us today.
Dick, it's quite a pleasure to be on your program. I welcome this opportunity to present our viewpoints on our newspaper throughout the nation.
John, how did the Campus Conservative get started? It's a fairly recent thing, isn't it?
Yes, we got started about 6 months ago, Dick.
And who started it?
Well, a group of students from four or five Mississippi colleges. We saw a great need for action on conservative government in this country.
Now your newspaper is a going project, and it's becoming more national in scope and in acceptance, I understand.
Yes, we've had inquiries recently from Michigan State. They have a conservative club there, and just a few days ago, we shipped 3,000 papers of our recent issue off to Michigan State. Of course, it's too early yet to know what the reaction there will be.
Just why did you and the others start the Campus Conservative?
Well, Dick, we were alarmed at the growing centralization of government in this country and at the lessening of individual responsibility. We felt that government, although good as it is, the individual should have a maximum responsibility in the government, if possible, a minimum.
By conservative, then, you do not mean conservative only in regard to subjects of states' rights, race relations, and similar subjects.
No, Dick, we try to cover the whole realm, ranging from international all the way down to local levels.
Do you believe that the success of your newspaper is a sign of a more conservative attitude among college students generally today?
Dick, I think it is. In light of recent events during the past year or so, considerable numbers of conservative groups of all nature have sprung up on college campuses, ranging all the way from Harvard over to Wisconsin and down in the South. For example, up at Harvard, the student council president last year, who, by the way, has just been reelected, is a crusading young conservative, and he is openly opposing the liberal doctrines of Professors Arthur Schlesinger and John Gilbert. And the Calliopean Society at Yale, that's the conservative club there, was once almost extinct. But now this club is revived, and now they have to limit membership.
Is there an awakening of conservative sentiment on Southern college campuses, too?
Yes, I would believe so. Although it's too early to tell yet from our venture, we find that our paper is well received where we've distributed it so far.
From what you've heard from other conservatives and from your own personal observations, do you believe that the faculties of the various colleges are encouraging or discouraging conservative sentiments?
Well, I wouldn't say they were exactly discouraging it, Dick, but there's this factor to consider. Most of the college professors today are liberal-minded for the simple reason that they belong to what we call the liberal generation, that is, the generation that sprang up about 1930 during the Depression. And it's a natural tendency of young people, particularly college people, to rebel against conformity. Now, the conformity we find today is a conformity of liberalism. That is, most of the professors are continually taking a liberal bent by their very nature, by their own personal philosophies. And the college students just quite naturally, want something different. And so they're turning to the new language for this new day, the language of conservatism.
John, I take it that when you say liberalism or liberal, in this particular sense, you're meaning it with a capital L or in quotation marks, rather than in the classical definition of the word.
Yes, the liberals of today have a rather strange nature. They seek to cloak themselves in the word liberalism, when in reality they are trying to transfer individual responsibility off the shoulders of the individual onto the shoulders of the government, which in the long run is saddled upon the taxpayers and the people.
So that, in other words, the liberalism of today is virtually synonymous with totalitarianism.
Well, you could say that in a certain sense.
The liberals among your acquaintance, and this is the quotation mark type liberals again, do you find that these people, particularly the college students and faculty members, are they really liberal in the true definition of the word, or are they rather intolerant and close-minded in their viewpoints?
Well, some are intolerant and close-minded. I feel it. Many of them, however, are caught in this net we call security-mindedness. To them, security is the prime achievement in life, not individual initiative.
Do you believe that the liberals of today are demanding too much conformity among people generally?
Yes, Dick, I would say they are. They demand an awful lot of conformity, conformity that we don't think they should demand of the people.
John, a moment or two ago, you were talking of the Depression generation as being the liberal generation, the generation which grew up during the Depression years of the 30s and now seems to have its mind collectively fixed on nothing but security. Now, what does the new generation, today's generation of college students, what do they want?
The generation of college students today, Dick, want most of all the opportunity for individual accomplishment. They would like to see the government control limited as much as possible. They believe in the freedom of the individual, government by law rather than government by men and political expediency. I would say the central theme of today's conservatism is concerned with the whole nature of man and not his narrow materialistic side, as many of our liberal friends seem to want to center their liberalism on.
Do you believe that the effect of the liberal trend in government during the past two decades, or perhaps a little bit longer than that even, has been the leveling off of American society?
Yes, I would say that liberalism has had the effect of crushing the society into one mass, one bleak, mediocre mass, in which everyone is rushing pell-mell toward one objectivity, and that, of course, is complete security.
And in exchange for that, what would the conservative student of today offer?
Well, the conservative student of today would offer more personal freedom, more individual liberty. The right to be wrong is as important as the right to be right. Now, who is to say whether the liberals or the conservatives are in the ultimate right or wrong? However, the liberals seek to subject their ambitions to the total picture, which is government control of almost every area of human existence.
Let's get back and talk about your newspaper again for a moment, John. What type of articles are carried in the Campus Conservative?
Well, mostly the articles are our own opinions of current events and important issues that arise throughout the country, throughout the world. It is strictly a conservative opinion of what is going on or what we think is important.
Is it political in nature? That is, does it take a partisan stand?
Well, not as such, Dick. Of course, we are conservative, and we encourage those who are conservative. We did not endorse any candidate during the presidential election for several reasons.
Do you believe that the young conservative of today is taking an active enough interest in political affairs?
Yes, the young conservatives today are very concerned with politics. In fact, large numbers of them flocked to the political speeches during the past presidential campaign. This was one of the high points of the campaign, the number of young people. And for a person to be conservative today, he would have to be interested, because to be conservative would be to more or less go against the crowd.
One of the propaganda techniques that has been used in recent years has been to equate the word conservative with the word reactionary. What is your reaction to being called a reactionary, or has it happened to you?
Oh, yes, I've been called a reactionary. However, history will point out a very humorous fact, the liberals in reality are the reactionaries. They're seeking to return us to man's oldest form of government, that of centralization. And our republic-type government, which we conservatives like, or like to endorse, and under which our nation operates, is a relative babe in arms when compared to centralized government, which, of course, the liberals basically advocate.
Then, are you conservatives really trying to turn back the clock, as it has been implied?
No, I wouldn't say we're trying to turn the clock back. We're just trying to keep the clock running.
I see. John, if someone would like to have a sample copy of the Campus Conservative, if anyone in our audience would care to receive a copy of that, how could they go about getting it?
Well, they can write the Campus Conservative, Box 4283, Jackson 6, Mississippi.
I'll repeat that address in case you and the audience would care to have a sample copy of this highly informative new college newspaper. Just write to the Campus Conservative, Post Office Box 4283, Box 4283, Jackson, Mississippi. And John and his staff will be glad to send them along. John, our time has gone by very quickly today. I'd like to thank you once again for being with us.
Well, Dick, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate this opportunity once again, let me say.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been John Perkins, a senior at Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, majoring in history and education. John is the executive editor of a new monthly collegiate newspaper called The Campus Conservative, a newspaper started in Mississippi, now achieving nationwide distribution. Join us again next week at the same time for another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.